Welcome back to the Bulldog Social Studies Podcast. For Kansas news, wind throws man and canoe out of truck bed on Kansas Highway. The Kansas Highway Patrol said that a 32-year-old man was holding down a canoe in the back of a truck when he was thrown into a ditch by a gust of wind. The accident happened around 12:40 October 25th. The 32-year-old man was not seriously hurt. He and the 42-year-old driver are both from Youngsville, Louisiana. The names of the two disclosed were not disclosed.
For the U.S. story, on October 25th, 2020, at 12:24 a.m., 18-year-old named Luke House and two other passengers that were both 18 years old were hitting a Chevy Impala at 150 miles per hour head-on. Luke was charged with two counts of second-degree murder. The driver of the Chevy Impala was hospitalized and had many broken bones. The Mustang ran off the road and went into the convenience store parking lot and hit two other cars in the parking lot. And the Mustang was flipped over on its side. Nobody was injured in the parking lot. The Chevy Impala was demolished and ran off the side of the road. The passenger that was up front with Luke was killed. The passenger suffered many broken bones and brain damage and died later on. Collision happened in Silverwater, Oklahoma, about 64 miles northeast of Oklahoma City.
Now for world news. One Wednesday, people were gathered at 22-year-old Mahsa Amini's grave to mark 40 days from her death. She was detained September 16th, as well was taken to a re-educational center. She was not following the country's dress code when they have to wear hijabs. If you go to Iran, if you are a tourist or a woman, you have to wear a hijab. People say that she died in the custody of Iran police. On the way to Mahsa's grave, people were chanting things like woman, life, freedom. Protests broke out everywhere but one in Tehran. Security was tear gassing people as they were protesting. People were getting out of hand and burning up trash cans and throwing rocks. In security's attempt to stop it all, they were firing pellet guns. This is the protest that is breaking out over Iran. Thanks for listening to the Bulldog Social Studies Podcast. See you next month.